A little bit about Birchas Kohanim. This week is Parshas Nosai. Parshas Nosai, we learn about the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is deraisa. There's a fasting a lot of people do not know. Are there any Kohanim here? Are there any Kohanim in the audience? You're a Kohen. Okay, so what happens if you're in your middle of your Shema, your silent Shemona Esrei, you're having a long Shemona Esrei during Musaf and Yom Tov, and you see that if you don't stop right now and wash your hands and go up to Duchen, you're going to miss Duchen, and you're not going to be able to Duchen. Are you mechuyif to stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei, your middle of Shemona Esrei, and walk away and go wash, try not to talk, and do Duchen? The answer is yes. Believe it or not, because the mitzvah of duchening is a deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa to bless the Jewish people. Davening Shemona Esrei is only midrabanan. And if you see that you're running out of time very quickly, and if you don't get moving, you're not going to make it to the duchen, to do Birchas Kohanim, you're mechuyev to be mafsik in the middle of your Shemona Esrei and duchen. Ad kedei kach. That's how far I go. That's how chashuv the mitzvah is. Contrast this with the halacha that if a king walks in, derech klal, you have to know all the details. You're not allowed to say hello to him. You're not allowed to say to him good morning, shalom aleichem, in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, unless he'll kill you, because you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You're oymed lifnei hamelech, and if you're standing before Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed.
Other
kohanim. There's a mitzvah to bless upon every single kohen in the shul. He has a mitzvah to duchen. And therefore, it's a mitzvah deraisa for him, and that mitzvah deraisa trumps the mitzvah deraban of reciting Shemona Esrei. Even in contrast this with the halacha that if an Adam Choshev, an Adam Gadol walks in, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Only under very unusual circumstance are you allowed to stop in the middle of your Shemona Esrei to say to the person, Shalom Aleichem. But under normal circumstances, even if there'll be consequences, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Here, you are allowed to be mafsik because this is mitzvah deraisa. It's only mitzvah midrash. That is how far it goes. Now, of course, we all know that a kohen have to wash their hands. They're not allowed to duchen unless they wash their hands. And of course, we know the halacha: you take off the shoes. It's a very big controversy the halacha if they're allowed to wear slippers. If wearing non-leather slippers is considered to be a hefsik in the Beis Hamikdash when they did the avoda, it is an avoda. Birchos Kohanim is derived from the laws of Avoda. It says in the pasuk, "Vayerdu me'asoy sachatos, vayivorchu esa'om." The Kohanim, they descended from bringing the carbon chatos, and they blessed the people. From this, Chazal learned that Birchos Kohanim is compared to bringing the carbon chatos. It's an avoda. When you bring the carbon, it's dafyom, not that long ago, the Gemara has psukim, you're not allowed to be wearing shoes. Your feet must touch the ground.
Socks,
it seems not. Socks, it seems, you're right, you're saying very good. Why are we allowed to wear socks? I don't know the
and
answer.
Heavy socks?
What?
Or heavy
socks. Heavy socks. It does make a difference. Yeah, socks,
heavy.
Socks. Is considered to be part of your body.
Yellow.
I don't know. Designer socks.
Or standing on carpet.
Designer socks.
Standing on carpet.
Carpet?
Yeah.
If that is the floor of the shul, you're not supposed to stand. In fact, you're not supposed to stand on the floor itself. You're supposed to stand on a mat. Okay, so I don't know the answer. There's a pshara between the avoida, the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, it was done barefoot. Barefoot, you're right, you're not allowed to wear socks in the Beis Hamikdash. Mitzad sheni, there's halacha, you should not stand today on the earth. The earth is cursed. Arura ho adam ba'avureich, and the minig is you're not supposed to walk barefoot on the earth. It's not a good thing to walk barefoot.
It is wood.
What about on the beach? On the beach, you're allowed to walk around barefoot on the beach. Obviously, we do. Everyone does. So obviously, there are exceptions to the rule, but generally, we do not walk barefoot. That's why you put on a mat. There's always going to be a mat on the floor that your feet should not be touching the ground itself. Socks, we all wear socks. You never saw someone take off their socks for duchening. Maybe in the Eretz Yisrael where they wear sandals, I don't know, maybe they duchen barefoot. Some will tell you that it's not their Eretz, to walk into a shul with sandals and your toes exposed. And some will tell you, no, that's the minhag ha'mokrim. It's not, in America, it may be considered disrespectful, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's not necessarily considered. There's a big shmooze about that. If you're allowed to come into shul, if you're allowed to walk into shul, with sandals and no socks, with your toes exposed, is a man allowed to do this? Is that considered to be a lack of the acharetz for the Beis HaKnesses? There are different opinions on this matter, but whatever it is, in Duchening, the person who's not allowed to wear shoes, there's been a very big controversy over the years where they had special slippers for the Kohanim to wear Duchening. Is that correct or not correct? Some say it's not correct. And, okay, there are different minhagim. They still have it?
I don't know if they still have it.
They did have it, special slippers.
All the Kohanim had the same slippers.
Wearing the same slippers. Okay, so they're different minhagim. Beryl Wine, he writes about that. When he first became a rabbi in Florida, so he came there and he discovered that the Balabatim, they wore slippers. And he wanted, I don't remember the details, but he wanted to prohibit. He wanted to tell them that you're not allowed to wear slippers. It is usur. And maybe he did tell them, and he got a very, very bad reaction. And they were very angry at him. So he realized it's not worthy that this, he should lose his rabbonis over this. There are much better things. You want to go out Kiddush Hashem? If you want to go out on Kiddush Hashem, there are much better things to go out on Kiddush Hashem. It's not good to go out on Kiddush Hashem because he told the Kohanim they can't wear slippers when they duchen. He says by the time this, he never made an issue over it. He never made an issue. And by the time he retired from his rabbanus in Florida, they know the nail. It just happened that became a more and more yeshivish crowd that they stopped using the slippers. And he says he learned from that in life. Not everything is worth fighting about, even though it's wrong. At least he felt it was wrong.
Pick your battles.
Pick your battles. Yeah.
As I said, you mentioned that
Birkas
Kohanim is a
deraisa
on the car.
Yes.
So why then we prevent from duchening if a car has a move?
Because that's an exception. If
but
he has
the mitzvah is still on there.
Not necessarily. It could be the mitzvah. I don't know the answer, but it could be the mitzvah is not upon him. If he's a baal mum, then the mitzvah may indeed not be upon him. In to do avodah, you're only allowed to do avodah if you're not a baal mum. Almost all of the laws of Birchas Kohanim are dependent upon being eligible to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So if a Kohen is a Baal Mum, he is not eligible to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So then there is no mitzvah upon him. The reason why we do Birchas Kohanim during Ritzei, where in the davening do we recite Birchas Kohanim? In the bracha of Ritzei. V'hoshev es ho'avodah lidvir beisecha. Specifically in the bracha that focuses on doing avoda is where Birchas Kohanim is done. If this individual is not fit, then he cannot do avoda. Another reason why sometimes he is disqualified is because he is distracted. If he has some type of deformity, even if he's not in halacha, considered to be a baal mum, but if there's something about him that arouses the attention of the people in the Beis HaKnesses, then he will disturb their concentration. It's very interesting. He brings out this point over here in this sefer, Das Kunisa, is that there is no tefillah, there is nowhere in halacha that we are so concerned about the kavana of the worshippers as we are by Birchas Kohanim. There's no, the only, during Shmon Esher, you're supposed to have kavana. All right, so you do the best that you can. But the degree that Chazal have gone, the extreme they've gone to teach you how much you have to concentrate during Birchas Kohanim is an extreme. And if a Kohen has any slight imperfection which may cause people to be distracted, he cannot do it. And you have a person that has to have Kavana when the Kohanim say the words, those 15 words, they have to have, the Tzibur has to have an intense Kavana to listen to those words. We know the minute today is that we drape ourselves in the talus. Okay, parents, anyone who has a talus, they drape themselves in the talus, take their children and put their children under the talus. There should be no distractions. When you recite Kriya Shema, you don't drape yourself in the talus. You put your hands over your eyes. And that's it. When it comes to Birchas Kohanim, you go to an extreme, you drape yourself, you should not see anything. No distractions It's amazing how much kavana you have to have when you listen to Birchas Kohanim. And the million-dollar question is, why don't we do Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Li'aretz? Mm-hmm. There's no difference. It's not a mitzvah that depends upon, the Beis HaMikdash. It depends upon, there's a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. It's true, in the Beis HaMikdash, it took on a different form. And it's all compared to the Avodah. But the bottom line is, it's a mitzvah deraisa, according to the vast majority of the Poskim, even in Chutz Li'aretz. How then did it come about that Chazal denied the Kohanim to do a mitzvah deraisa of Birchos Kohanim every single day? And by the way, not only is there a mitzvah deraisa for the Kohen to bless the people, there is a mitzvah deraisa for the Yisraelim to be blessed. It's a mitzvah deraisa. What will be the nafkamina? If you are in a shul where there are no Kohanim, what should you do? So if you'll tell me that there's no mitzvah for us to be blessed, the only mitzvah is for the Kohanim to bless. Okay, there are no Kohanim, so they have no mitzvah. We have no mitzvah. Have a nice day. We'll get out of shul 5 minutes earlier. But if you learn that the mitzvah is a mitzvah de'oraisa for the Yisraelim to be blessed, and this all depends upon diyukim in the psukim, which I'm not prepared to go through the night now, all the different diyukim in the psukim, then if a shul on Yom Tov, the only time of the year when we in Chutz Li'aretz, and Eretz for that matter, every single day, they discover that there are no Kohanim in the Beis HaKnesses, they have an obligation to go out and search. You got to get one. Not only one, you got to get two. Because the halach is l'chatchila, you have to have two Kohanim, kosevar, chubalosh, and rabin. So it's not a simple matter. It happens not so. It's not so uncommon in small minyan where there are no koyhanim, and then there is a mitzvah d'araisa to make your effort to go find two koyhanim to come to shul at the time of Birchas Koyhanim to do Birchas Koyhanim. This happens. It happens quite a bit, and that's an interesting halacha. And the big question is, why don't we do Birchos Kohanim Mitzman HaZeh in Chutz Li'aretz? There are many, many reasons given. Reason
Sfarim do, right?
What? Sfarim do. Correct. Sfarim do. I know some Ashkenazim, they daven every day. I know I have a friend, he davens every day in the Sfaradi Minyan by choice because he says he wants the Birchos Kohanim. He loves Birchos Kohanim, and therefore he goes out of his way to a Sfaradi Minyan so he can hear Birchos Kohanim every single day. And he tells me every so often, you know, came today, this Rosh Shiva and this Rosh Shiva, because they want the Birchos Kohanim. They went out of their way also. They don't come every day, but he says a lot of very distinguished people come to this shul during the weekday occasionally just for that. They want to hear, they want the mitzvah of Birchos Kohanim. Ashkenazim, we don't do this, that's not our custom, but the Sfaradim do it, and they enjoy. They enjoy it. It's a mitzvah deraisa to be blessed by Kohanim. Now, why don't we do it wholesale? Ashkenazim do not do that. Why? That's the big question. Let's explain some of the reasons. So the basic reason, the Ramah, it all starts with the Ramah says that in order to do Birchos Kohanim, the requirement has to be done be'ahava, with love. And that's what it says in the Baruch Asher Kiddushanu B'Kiddushosu Shel Aaron V'Tzivanu L'Varech Hasamo Yisrael be'ahava, with love. Love is a very, very powerful emotion. It's very, very hard to bring yourself that emotion. In Chutz Li'aretz, traditionally, due to the difficulties of Galus, the Kohanim are not able to bring themselves every single day, twice a day, Shachas, Mincha, to a state of Simcha, which is necessary to bring out love, and therefore it'll be a Brocha Levatala. Yotza, Schore Behefsedo, Adarabba, you're abusing a mitzvah which is meant to be done in a certain way. It cannot be done in Golos by the masses. Maybe you'll find me individuals who can do it by Ahava, but most people are Torah in Parnassah. We see it even in America. We think it's so great. People over here are totally Torah in making Parnassah. It's hard enough to daven. Even davening, we know, is a mitzvah and a nashim lemuda. And to go to say you have kavanah, to say Birchas Kohanim, to do it where there's a requirement that it be done by Ahava, it's for the masses, for every single person, it's almost an impossibility. So what?
At least you took them in Nassau, there's no Ahava.
No, it's close to Varcha, they are drushes. I don't have the psukim, the drush in front of me. The Chazal have various drushes which teach you that it must be done with love. It has to be done with love. That's also one of the reasons why we say the psukim of Birchas Chachanim and Birchas, after Birchas HaTorah. We recite Birchas HaTorah. What psukim in the Torah do we use do we use to mekayim the mitzvah derais of Talmud Torah? Birchas Kohanim. You say the Harivna, Baruch Hamalamei Torah Liamo Yisrael. And then what do you say? You say Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Yeah, why do you say the Birchas Kohanim? Because the bracha is the Harivna. It shall be pleasant. It shall be delicious. So which pasuk from all the psukim b'chala Torah kula do we use to mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Torah? Birchas Kohanim, which also is expressed with love. Okay, this goes to prove the point. Birchas Kohanim, it's not aware, Rav Dov Cohen says this, in Sefer Maaseh Kapai. Birchas Kohanim is a bracha that must be said with love. The Harivna is the bracha where we are mavakesh Hashem, that we should have love for Torah. So we mix the two together, yeah.
Well, this past Yom Tov, we had a boy, 13, 14, a car, and he was in Ovo.
Yeah.
And I think they told him, you know, Avelim, don't go to...
To Duchen.
To Duchen, but he said he wanted to, so they left.
It's machlekes apayiskim. That's a very big, it's a controversial thing to Avelim. If they're the only ones, it's a very good, very big problem. If there are other Kohanim, so he can mix in, he can mingle amongst them. But if the Oval is the only, because that's a whole. Was there another one? He was the only one. Who was the second one?
There were four.
Oh, that's okay.
So he was not the only one.
He was not the only one. If he was the only one, then that would be more of a problem.
So why do we allow Kohan to have great concern to Zava? They will have more Abba during the Yom Tov. Yeah.
So the answer is yes. On Yom Tov, when everyone is dressed so nicely and it's a festive spirit, a more pleasant spirit, and also that's why only there's a shocking thing, only by Musaf. Why not by Shacharis? Because Shacharis, they're still on edge. You come in Shacharis, Yom Tov morning, it's a long davening, the rabbi has yet to speak, and there are aliyahs that you're not going to get the kibbutim that you wanted to. So even during Shacharis, the Kohanim are not yet in a frame of mind. When it comes to Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf, where it's only 5 more minutes of davening is over, and you're off to the races, to the cheesecake, and to the Kiddush, so then you're in and your children, all the grandchildren already have arrived, and they're bringing all the grandchildren in from the other side of the Mechitza, everyone's in a good mood, so now you are in a frame of mind where you can do Birchas Kohanim. I don't know if this is my imagination, but it's become now a new minhag. I have not seen this when I was a child. I don't know, tell me if this is right. No, it became a new thing now, is that for Birchas Kohanim on Yom Tov, people are bringing in their grandchildren or their children, their infant children. Like they tell their wife, you better make sure you bring the baby by Chazaras Hashatz, by Musaf, and they hand them over. And if when you do during Birchas Kohanim, everyone is holding their children, not just their children, their toddlers. They're dealing with, they're holding their infant children, right? Their 1-year-old, their 2-year-olds, everyone has to be holding a baby.
But they can only bring them on
what?
They only can bring them.
Okay, so but bedafka they no, but it became a thing that no Birchas Kohanim. It became this new thing, and maybe I'm wrong. I've seen this where I died in other place also. It became a new thing. I never saw this when I was a child. Is that there's this hakpad? There's this belief that you have to bring the infant, the baby who is less than one years old, to be in your hands when the Kohanim recite Birchas Kohanim.
Okay.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if there's a makar for this, or like you just said, is maybe Adraba Yotza Schore Behefsedai. By bringing in an infant into the Beis HaKnesses, it disturbs everyone, and it disturbs the one who's holding the baby because you cannot concentrate on the words. You're concentrating on playing with the baby instead of concentrating on the words. On the other hand, there's a bracha. On the other hand, they're getting the bracha from the Kohanim.
Don't worry when the Kohanim bring in their infants.
No, that they're not allowed to. Okay, so this. Okay, so the main reason we don't do it is Manazadar Muslim because of a lack of simcha. There is a lack of simcha and chutz, the arutz, and therefore that's why we do it in very select times and we have to concentrate on simcha. There are other reasons. Another reason is, these are reasons, very controversial reasons, is that chutz, the arutz only, I don't know how you can say this, but citing this, is there's people are suspect of not being true Kohanim. In Eretz Yisrael, there's less of a suspicion of Kohanim masquerading, Yisraelim masquerading as Kohanim. They were Yuchasim. I don't know why this is so, But that's what, in ancient times, that was the belief. And chutz li'aretz, due to galus, there was a problem that people who claimed they were kohanim were not really kohanim. And for them to make the bracha is a very serious transgression for both the people that are making the bracha and people that are listening. So therefore, the b'nei takana, that because the yichus was really suspect in earlier years, and this goes probably back 1,000 years, the b'nei takana and chutz li'aretz, there should not be brachas kohanim except for yamdiv. In order why yamdiv is better, you're right. Yomdiv is no better. It's just that Shaloi Tishtakach Birchas Kehanim. It's not because anybody so then, the stuff you forgotten. It should not be forgotten. It's something called Birchas Kehanim.
So
yeah.
Then when your kain is standing Shmoneh Esrei,
yeah.
You have a Svek Sveika.
What's a Svek Sveika?
Maybe he's not a kain.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe he will make it away.
What? What's the second, suffix? Okay, it's hard to say that today because we live in a global village and the Yichus today is not perceived to be any different in Chutz Li'aretz than it is in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this was an idea which was true after the Churban. After the Churban, going back to the people of the Kohanim, they navigated back to Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Li'aretz they did not. And then there was a lot of charlatans, and there were problems in Chazal. They were very perceptive. They picked up on the issues, and they made this takana. Are you going to say that today, the same thing is true today, after all these years of godless? I have no idea. But this is a reason that's cited, that goes back, and that also opens up a whole new idea, is that really, this was very fascinating about this idea, is that really, all the other ideas that you approach, that when you do it on Yom Tov, on the Chagim, the Shoshu Golem, it's the real deal. It's the real...
The first day or the second day?
All days.
Why? If we do it the second day, it's only Speik of the Yomer, so therefore...
Doesn't matter. It's still Yom. The Speik of the Yomer. We view it to be Yom Tif. You can do it. You can do it every day, really. It's
a
full...
regular day. Like yesterday was a regular day.
So what? We really, you should be doing it every day.
It's a Yom Simcha.
We should really be doing it every single day. No. In Chutz Li'aretz, we do it. No, it is Darais. What do you mean? It's Darais every single day. It's Darais to the Birchas Kohanim every single day.
So then why don't we do it?
So there's no simcha. That's what we said. There's no simcha. Number two is because we're chayish that the kohanim are not real kohanim. Now that opens up a whole new fascinating idea is that even on Yom Tov we should not do it. The only reason we do it on Yom Tov is not because it's the real thing. It's shaloi tishtakach birchas kohanim. It should not be forgotten birchas kohanim. Another time he brings that over here, it's very bizarre, is that in chutzos we're afraid the kohanim, they're not going to wash their hands. We don't, in Eretz Yisrael, these reasons probably go back many thousand years. Today, I don't know why you would say this, but 1,000 years ago, Kohanim were suspect that in Chutz Li'aretz, they were duchen without washing their hands. Too much of a tircha. They would not wash their hands. So Chazal said, you know what, don't do it. Don't do us any favors. You're not going to do it the right way. Don't do us any favors. Just do it on Yom Tov. There also used to be a hakpah, that this is not a requirement. This goes back to what we spoke about running the Sefer Torah. Kohanim had the minug, they would not duchen unless they went to mikvah. They first went to mikvah before they were duchen. That means they went to mikvah every single day. Can you imagine? Now in Chutz Li'aretz, it's not possible. Chutz Li'aretz, it's not possible for Kohanim to go to mikvah every single day before they duchen. And therefore, Chazal, and even though there is absolutely no requirement in Halacha that a Kohen goes to mikvah before he duchen, this is no requirement, it was the minug. This was the common custom in ancient times that you did not duchen unless you went to mikvah. Therefore, since in Chutz Li'aretz it was almost impossible for various reasons for them to go to mikvah every single day, so therefore they decided no birchas kohanim, only on Yom Tov. Today it's not relevant because even on Yom Tov the kohanim are not going to mikvah before they duchen. So what's the difference anyway? But minig avoseinu biyodeinu. Okay, so that's for the say the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Okay, they say them. Okay, then we say also some learn that Birchas Kohanim is the nevuah. Hashem is channeling His bracha to Klal Yisrael through the Kohanim, which means that the bracha has the status of prophecy. Isn't that amazing? Hashem is using the Kohanim as a channel, as a means, a medium to give bracha. It has the status of real bona fide prophecy. Shechina midaberes. And that's why you recite the Yehiratzim for Chalomos. A Chalom is 1/60th of prophecy. Therefore, we mevatel evil dreams during Birchas Kohanim. We recite the Yehiratzim because since the Birchas Kohanim is a nevuah and a dream is nevuah, So we are mevatel the bad prophecy in the good prophecy. We mingle the two together. Do you recite the Hiratzon on the second day of Yom Tov? Some say you don't, unless you had a dream. The first day, you can say all the dreams you had the whole year until today, so you can be mevatel. But the second day Yom Tov, you're ready to mevatel yesterday. So there's no need to say the Hiratzon for the dreams on the second day Yom Tov when you already did it on the first day Yom Tov, unless you had a dream the first night of Yom Tov. Some are very critical of the Hiratzon. They hold that you only can be mevatel, those who know these laws, you can only be mevatel a bad dream immediately the following morning. So unless you had a dream the night of Yom Tov, the first night of Yom Tov, there's no need to say the Yehi Ratzon even the first day. You cannot use the Yehi Ratzon, exactly. So if you have a whole night, there's no dreams. So the Yehi Ratzon, you say the first day Yom Tov, to say that it's covering all the dreams you had the whole year, it's a stretch because it's not going to work. The only time you can be mevatel a bad dream is immediately the day after by fasting or being mespalel, giving tzedakah. It's too late to be mevatel bad dreams, waiting for the shalosh regalim. So some of them are mafakvik very much. Why do we recite the Yehiras? And indeed, so in some places, because there they have this every single day. If a person during the entire year, let's say middle of the year, you have a bad dream, what you're supposed to do is to recite the Yehiratzon when the chazan says sim shalom. Any time during the year, a person has a bad dream and you're afraid, take out a machzor from the shalosh regalim, turn to the Yehi Ratzon, and when the shliach tzibur says sim shalom and chazor sashatz, you recite the Yehi Ratzon. In Eretz Yisrael, they have duchening every single day, so they can say the Yehi Ratzon during the duchening every single day. But in Chutz Li'aretz, we only have it three times a year, so we recite during the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also, so then we say it during those times. All right, there's more. We'll have to pick this up another time. We'll stop over here.
Can I just add something? When I was growing up, in our shul, we had two families of Kohanim. And the powers that be in that shul decreed that they didn't like the Kohanim going up to the bima wearing the socks. So they had stored white laced basketball sneakers for all of the Kohanim. Now, in these two families, everybody was taller than it, 6 feet, up to 6 foot six. So it looked like a basketball team up there.
They had different sizes.
I didn't know that was unusual. New York.
They had different sizes.
What did they bring the story with? Where they had the different